And welcome to episode 267 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you've just stumbled your way here, well, there's only one explanation. You accidentally clicked the link, and that's okay. It happens, you know? But while I got you here, let me try to win you over. I would like to introduce 2015's County Farm Harmony Champs, Doug and Kevin. They're going to sing you a song for the ages, and if this doesn't win you over, nothing will. Okay, boys, just like we practiced.
Well, the first verse goes to Doug.
No, I guess this is a chorus. This is a harmony group.
It's a harmony.
Like Bone Thugs? I see you at the crossroads. Come on, Doug.
That's not the one we practiced, you asshole.
I've been practicing it since he came out. That song is hot. It's hot in the streets.
All right, the song that you practiced, we got to keep. Yeah. We got to keep the new listeners going. Come on,
come on, dude.
You
start.
Do
first
up, shooby doo. Do up, shooby doo. Do up, shooby doo. Do up, shooby. I don't know the words. I didn't practice enough.
Jer, what about you?
I wasn't a part of the 2015 County Farm Harmony group, okay?
Well, you know what? With an attitude like that, you don't deserve to be.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we never invited you back.
Mm-hmm.
After the disaster of 2014.
Yeah.
Never again.
Those pigs are still bacon.
They're still bacon.
I still got a couple of strips.
Yeah, you
in the
do.
Freezer. All right, but before we go any further and we go into all of our spiel about Audio Boom and all that shit, we have to address a mistake that we made last week, and it seems like a lot of you motherfuckers are just huge.
Way more than I would have ever imagined.
Yeah.
Are just huge James Cameron fans.
You know.
We heard some comments from you, and we misquoted the man last week on the show. So we just want to put it out there. We'll go ahead and we're going to read the full quote so we can make everyone happy. Okay. All right. Here's what he said. This is in regards to when we talked about the Avengers and how we said that he hates the Avengers and you know, we were paraphrasing.
Well, just like we always do.
Just like we always do.
We are about as trusted as the onion as far as news sources go.
Well, at least when it comes, at least it's in regard to James Cameron. Like, I mean, there's a thing. Like, he's been pretty loud about his like dislike of superhero movies. Sorry, my son is so fucking loud right now. I can hear him over like myself talking. No. But like, he's been pretty loud about like, you know, he had some things to say about Wonder Woman and all this shit. So then, you know, and all, obviously all the headlines and stuff are like, you know, Cameron slams Avengers and all this stuff. And that's as far as I read, because I could give two fucks about what he thinks about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So like that converts what we said. It was like he had some things to say and he can go fuck himself. And yeah, apparently a lot of people did not like that and were very offended that we didn't quote him exactly. The thing is, we weren't commenting on that news story. We were talking about something else and we were just happened to bring up James Cameron.
So we didn't have the full quote.
The actual quote.
Yeah, we didn't have the full quote, so we apologize. I'm hoping we'll start getting Avenger fatigue here pretty soon. Not that I don't love the movies, it's just, come on, guys. There are other stories to tell besides hyper-gonadal males without families doing death-defying things for 2 hours and wrecking cities in the process. Like, oi. Now, I'd like to bring up a point. Isn't that what we got with his movie? Isn't that
Which
Avatar?
One? Bad Boys? Oh.
Avatar.
Like,
Oh, there's some big macho men coming to destroy a planet, and we've got to stop them from destroying the planet.
And you replace city with planet. And and then, I mean, it's the same. It's this. Fuck him.
Terminator, robots trying to destroy the planet.
Yeah.
Come on.
Aliens.
Bunch of manly Terminators.
Aliens trying to destroy the planet.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't think they're trying to destroy the planet, but they're definitely trying to destroy people. I don't know. It's I don't know. He in the story and the quote and stuff, he goes on to talk about how like Avatar is it's all about family and stuff.
Fast and Furious Avatar.
Yeah, all about family and or that's
and
what
jelly
he
jelly sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, that's his plan, I guess, for the next few movies is focusing on like the family aspect of these creatures, which we've talked about this before. One, dude, it's almost been 10 years. Who gives a fuck? Two, no one gave a fuck when you made the movie the first time. So just
I mean, enough of people. I think more people were drawn to it because of the like it was one of the first like true 3D movies, I guess, because it was a beautiful movie to watch. Mm-hmm. Not all 3 hours of it, but you know.
Yep.
Exactly. I think what people went for the beauty, not so much.
Yeah,
the story.
People went for the tech. Garbage. People went for the tech, and that's about it. So fuck that. And if you want to boil it down, these Marvel films are about family. Like these Avenger films are about family.
Mm-hmm.
It's so I just don't agree with them. And I think that there's room and space for everyone to make movies. And he's not there's you know, yes, they are huge fucking films, but there's only two a year. So what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like there's so much space for you to tell more movies all throughout the year. I'm sorry that the movie that you want made won't make $1 billion, but you know, go ahead, Kev.
In defense of, this is one of the rare times I say in defense of Cameron, more than two movies, because you think about just two movies from Marvel.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you're also getting, you know, whatever DC comes out with, and then Fox's version of Marvel. So you're getting more than your normal superhero fix.
And he could be commenting on those as well, like throwing them into.
I think he's using Avengers as an example.
Right, but even if you, fine, throw them in there. You get 6 to 8 movies a year.
But then you can also flip that, like, but how many types of romance movies come out every year? How many horror films come out every year? How many action thrillers come out? You know, it's just it's like,
that's what I'm saying.
There's a market for it.
Yeah, there's a market.
Remember when zombie movies were a thing and we saw like 30 of those a year?
Yeah.
And then those stopped.
I think it's his, in a way, it's half media fault, half his fault of going with what's relevant right now and either tearing it down and media is like, oh, well, we get a good quote from Cameron, so let's post that. And it's just stirring the pot. So, I mean, once again, we wouldn't be talking about James Cameron right now because he doesn't have anything to promote besides whenever Avatar comes out. So this is his way of kind of staying relevant in the news. And it's media's way of like stirring the pot as far as like getting us talking about it.
Yeah, getting us talking about it, and also, I don't know, it seems like he every time he says something about any of these movies, he gets painted in a bad light, which, to be fair, he says some pretty stupid things a lot. Like, we talked about the Wonder Woman thing where, back when that came out, where he was bashing on her and that she was being objectified as a woman character and she wasn't a good female lead and all this stuff, and it was just like, did you not watch the movie? Like, what are you talking about? You know, the point where even the director of that came out and pretty much was just like, James, Jim, I think they call him Jim, shut the fuck up.
Jim, we're good enough friends. We're on good enough playing field. Jim, hey,
I've seen
Jim.
A lot of people refer to him as That's Jim CFU. Lately, which is just like, who's Jim Cameron?
It's like me calling 50 Cent Curtis. It just feels weird.
Yeah. I mean, you do it because you got
I mean,
friends.
I'm best friends with them, but I don't go around calling him Curtis. I call him Fitty.
And he's like, dude, just call me by my first name.
Yeah, and I'm like, five?
Anyway.
Mr. Scent.
So if you like what we're talking about, if you like everything that you have been hearing here, then you could always listen more. Get more involved. How, you ask? Well, that's easy. With Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth every week, and, you know, we love them for it. We thank them for it. They're our sponsor, and you should go listen there. But if you don't want to listen there, you always got Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you find a podcast. You can find all that and more on our social media pages at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night, we record live on Twitch. And like we're doing right now, you can come be a part of the show, interact with the fans in the chat, see what's going on. We even do a, you know, you guys don't hear it on the regular show. You probably hear us talk about it at the end of the show. We do a Q&A every week. And you could be a part of that. You can ask us questions that maybe the other fans have not asked, and we'll answer it. We're pretty candid, so.
Or we'll just answer the same questions, too, because we do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because most people don't, you know, they don't hear it and they want to know again. So right. You can pick our brains, the wisdom that we have between us. We're like, between us, we're like 100 years old. So you're going to get 100 years worth of information. Right, well, guys?
I was supposed to say no, like no, but then, yeah, actually probably.
Yeah.
Because you guys are older than me.
Yeah. We're probably around, what, mid-80s to early 90s. That's more accurate.
No, we're all 30 plus. So 30 times 3 is 90. But then you guys are both, what, 35?
Shut 37. Up. No, shut up, man. I'm sorry. I'm not that old. So if you want
to... So that's 100 right there. And then I'm 31, so that's 101. So, fuck.
Well, all right. Today I learned.
All right. Well, just got sad.
Jer's on his 30th birthday.
I'll be 37 this year. May 19th is my birthday, so
30 plus 7. Yeah.
37.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that puts us at 115. 105.
Yeah. No, 105.
105.
Whew. That's tough.
I can do math. It's fine.
Hey, but you know what? At 37, I've only got a little bit of gray hair coming in. I got that George Clooney going. You know, just along the sideboard. Why'd you laugh?
Because George Clooney had gray hair at, like, in his early 30s, and it was kind of a style.
Mine's going to be a style, too. Gray is back, motherfucker. Oh, you see everybody rocking the gray. Is it mostly the ladies? Sure, they're dyeing their hair gray, but it could catch on for the men.
Eh.
You're just mad because you don't have any.
I mean, I've got a beard and, like, very, very little pieces of white strands in there.
Can you grow your hair out just to see what it looks like?
Yeah, I start looking like Krusty the Clown. It just starts growing on the sides.
Please do it.
Or I'll look like
that. That's like the perfect cosplay.
Hey, kids.
Oh, my God. You've been holding on to that voice this whole time?
You didn't? Is that a pickup line? No. You come in here with that voice?
Anyways, you can also check us out on Discord. So if you can't make it to a live show... There's a lot of people in different countries who can't just make it, and, you know, people that work on the West Coast. We have a Discord. You can jump in there. You can still talk to us, and you can talk to the tens of fans every week. I was going to say thousands, but I think it would be more funny if I lessened it. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, you can always jump in there, find a new friend, find a game to play with everybody, and have a good time. So we also have other shows on the network. So if you like this, you could check out 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. And then also we like to mention every week Patreon. Why? So we could buy some shit for the show and put money into it. And that's where you come in. If you like what you hear and you're like, fuck, man, how can I help these guys be successful? Well, it's easy. You can fork over as little as $1 a month, $5 a month, $10, $20, $1 million, whatever. And you could just put that we put that money right back into the show, and so that way we can continue growing like today when we had an ad on my brother and me.
Yes.
And so bam bam.
Is that the Flintstones version?
Mm-hmm. So that was that was pretty cool. We did that. If you don't know anything about them, well, Kat's got a cool story about that, right?
Yeah. Well, obviously, if you've not listened to My Brother and Me, you should stop what you're doing, stop listening to us, and go straight to listen to them. Right? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
That's fair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And no, they are a very funny podcast. We got to see them live. They did a special show in St. Louis last week. Me and my wife drove out there to see them. And we had a blast. Our seats weren't great, but that was because we bought the tickets like a day after they went on sale. So we missed all the front row stuff and everything like that. But we still, you know, we could still see them. It was in a big enough, small enough theater to where, you know, you had to squint, but you could see them. They were very funny. They did a Munch Squad episode or a little episode within an episode. And I loved it. We laughed our asses off the whole time. It was really fun. And the cool thing is we got to meet them afterwards because they were staying at the same hotel as we were.
And you went back to their hotel room and you guys fucked.
Wait, me and my wife or the show? The brothers?
Everyone.
Oh, everyone. Okay. Wow. No. None of the above, unfortunately.
I got caught by surprise, like, wait, what did happen? No, that's
no, but that definitely like, didn't yeah, happen. We were hanging out in the bar, in the hotel bar, just drinking and eating some food and stuff like that. And they came walking in, and I just did a casual, because, you know, once again, I don't want to be a guy who like stalks them or anything like that. So I just say, hey guys, great show, can we buy you a drink or anything like that? And they were like, oh, thanks, you know, thank you very much. No, we're going to go to bed, we're tired. Understandable. They just put on a hell of a show. And then Justin comes over and kind of like, you know, meets us, you know, he asks our name, shakes our hands, asks where we're from and all that stuff. Kind of, you know, just shooting the shit for a couple of minutes. And as he was going, I was like, hey, well, you know, since you don't want to drink, we got some food here. If you want like a toasted ravioli for the road. Oh, Jer.
Yes. I raised my hand because I have a question, in regards to your story. Cause it's falling apart here for me, because you didn't mention that they came over and you had a conversation, with meeting and saying names and where you're from during this time. You couldn't fit in 8-Bit Geek.
No, because it was a very short lived meeting. And also I was, didn't want to get, once again, I didn't want to bombard the guy. I'd be like, hey, you should check out my mixtape, you know, something like that.
Well, how do you think that people,
if he was going to sit down, if he was going to sit down with us and like shoot the shit. Yes.
You should have taken him. And you should have put a business card in his hand.
I should have taken him?
Yeah, I'm just saying. You should have put a business card in his hand. You should have said, this is who we are. You need us on your network. Go. And go away. Go listen now.
You can leave now.
Yeah.
And so as he's leaving, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, if you want to take like a toasted ravioli for the road. And Justin's like, you know what? I think I will. And he like just barehanded the plate and grabbed one and just put it in his mouth. He's like, what am I doing? And he like laughs and then walks off and. That was that fun story. Another funny thing happened. Not really so funny. More of awkward. And this has nothing to do with the brothers. While we were at the show, I realized consent goes both ways. So during the first intermission, I didn't tell you guys this.
I'm sorry, what?
During the first intermission, we get up and we're right on the aisle. Like, you know, basically, so people are walking past. And this woman who is pretty drunk comes up and immediately grabs at my beard. And like fucking tries to put her hands through it. And I'm like, I don't know you. This, I was like, don't touch. I was like backing away just awkwardly. And Debbie caught that and she was ready to throw hands. Ooh. Like she was dressed to the nines, you know, looking pretty, makeup and lipstick and high heel shoes and everything. Up. She was ready to fucking hit somebody with her high heels.
Mm-hmm.
So that passes and we're like, oh, well, that'll never happen again. End of the show comes, the same woman comes fucking back and tries again. And Debbie was like, don't try it, bitch. Don't you fucking try it.
She said
Does
that?
Did she really say that?
Yeah. And she was like, the woman was like, and then because the woman, she was just drunk or whatever. Her boyfriend or man friend or whoever was with her kind of pulled her away. And he's like, let's go. And Debbie was like, ready to fucking box.
Wow.
Defend my honor. And the whole time I'm like backing up. I'm like, consent, consent, consent.
Jesus.
So today I learned, well, that Thursday I learned, don't. If I don't know you, or if you don't know someone, please don't go reaching for their body parts. If a male were to do that to a female, it would probably be very bad for that male because he's get lit up by everyone in the crowd. I found out it can happen to dudes too. So just, you know what? Any of my friends and anyone, if you guys want to touch my beard and everything, yeah, whatever. We're friends. I know you. We're random strangers. Please don't.
Yeah.
So that's what that happened. So yeah, we came out of there in a bad mood, but then like my brother and me meeting them was, it flipped it over, flipped the switch on it. So
now here's what your story though starts to fall apart for me. And that's because so in their little shout out to us on their show today, you know, Justin, who you say took some toasted ravioli from you.
He took one.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't, the amount
you said, you said fistful, but whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, one was a fistful really.
Okay. Anyways. But so then there, the show that he's talking about our website and he's talking about all of our majestic beards. And I feel like, cause he was like, man, Kev's got a really, really nice looking beard.
I know. I was like, blown away by that.
Okay. But if he had met you already, at this point, depending on when they recorded it, because I typically record either like Monday morning or Sunday afternoon or something. Mm-hmm. Like if he had just met you, I feel like he should have been like, and maybe he was, maybe they cut it. I don't know. But I feel like he would have been like, oh shit, This is a motherfucker I met the other night.
I stole his ravioli.
No, I feel like they recorded this before because they were touring all weekend. Because they did St. Louis on Thursday, they did summer on Wednesday, and then Friday they were in Detroit.
Hey,
and then Saturday they were somewhere else.
Okay, still, that's what I'm saying. So then, if he's already looked at your fucking beard when he saw you and was talking to you, he should have fucking said something.
How, you know what? If I would have been able to predict the future and know that we were going to be on the board on Monday, then maybe I would have brought it up. I would have been like, hey, you mentioned our podcast. However, I did not know.
I don't know, man. Your beard is very unforgettable.
Thank you.
So I think that he should have known something was up.
I'd say the highest compliment that came out of this whole thing wasn't even from my brother and me. It was from Doug, where Doug admits that I have the better beard between us. And that makes my heart grow 10 times.
Here's the problem with your beard, though, is that it looks so good. It looks fake. Like, I feel like I'm going to see you in 3 weeks, and I'm going to come up to you, and there's going to be rubber bands from either, like, right by your ears, going around your, yeah. Like it's too good. It's
like you're going to walk into the hotel room, and you're going to catch me putting the beard on.
Oh, shit.
We're gonna catch him at the booth, and he's sweating, and the glue is starting to come undone, and half the beard's hanging off of his face.
Oh,
you honestly don't know how much I get that. People think my beard is fake, so I will accept that as an answer, but I still would take that as a compliment.
All right, let's get into misconnections. Every week we take real. Oh, by the way, before we get into this, the first two, we're going back to America, boys.
Oh, what? Nice.
Not for you. Back. Not for you, Kev.
Oh.
You're in London.
Well, how many am I doing? Well,
what?
Am I doing two?
No, you got one.
You said the first two. It's like, oh, the first two are America. The two and I. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. For some reason, I put Kevin in the middle. Yeah,
yeah. Velvet missed his flight.
So, hold on. Ed is saying they even said Jer had a beard. Well, on the website, I still have my beard. So that's why they mentioned that I have a beard.
Also, Destin42, thank you for the sub.
Thank you for the sub.
Also, Ed, Big Red Beard, donated $27 to say 69. Nice.
Yeah, that brought our total up to 14.69.
Nice. All right, every week we take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
It was going so well.
We're talking with Rex in the chat. And he's talking about sending me his teeth for my birthday. And I don't want you to send human teeth in the fucking mail, okay? I don't need that.
Necklace form.
I don't want a necklace.
What you do is if he sends them to you, you take them to the police and you go, someone just fucking mailed this to me.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. If you send that, I'm going to the
police. I don't know who sent this to me. I don't know this person. They just sent me teeth.
It can be part of like a best friend's bracelet. Like you can have one tooth and you have the other.
This is not, okay, he's not Chub Rub. No, if you put them on a necklace, I will give them to Daniel.
Yeah, I was going to say. Daniel's ears just perked.
And he will be required to wear them during every recording.
Here's the thing. I think he'd be grossed out by it, just by the, like, oh, that's nasty. But I think he would still wear them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like he would.
For sure.
He would just put them in, like, Fix-A-Dent or something. You know, was that stuff that you put your dentures in at night to, like basically sanitize them? He would do that for one night and then just wear them everywhere.
Yeah. Pretty much. All right, Doug. Where's? It's been a while. Is Penis here?
What's up, fellas? I'm back.
Hey.
I was here just a couple weeks ago because remember I went to Canada and I read the Canada.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was going to ask you where you've been, but I guess I don't need to now.
No, you guys have talked to my British and Australian cousins.
That's right. I don't like them as much as you.
Yeah, no, no, right? They're like knockoff Sean Penises.
Yeah. Much
like the cheap version.
What do you got this week?
This week I have one that I'm not super. Listen, it was a bad time in my life. I'm not super comfortable sharing.
Okay.
Oh no! I just read it.
By the way, this is provided. Who wrote this one?
Who wrote it? Or you mean who
crushed
found it?
Crush Paradise provided this one for
he
us.
He found it.
Yes, he found it.
Not wrote it.
That makes me feel a little bit better about it. I feel like Crush is the person that can send this to us.
Uh-huh.
This one goes out to the black girl with not so black in parentheses mixed feature. Male for women, 26 East Harlem.
That picture is just spelling trouble, by the way. I just looked at your height.
My age is 26. My body's average, except for my height, which is 5'3".
I gotta adjust your brawl character this week.
I am a hobbit. Attached is a picture of what looks like some pineapple soda. It says Jamaican pineapple.
Oh.
They must assume this person's Jamaican because the next picture is of the Jamaican beef patties. So, I think there's a type here. I was using my maps app to find some beef patty. There, okay, there we go. Just read the first fucking sentence.
Right off the bat.
Yeah. To find some beef patty when I saw this Nubian goddess coming out from the hair store. I followed you for a good while, but I didn't have the gumption to ask for your number. A lady like you must get this all the time, but I was in awe. Mm-hmm. Patty is nice and all, but not every day. What?
Beef patty.
Okay. I don't know who the fuck Patty is. Maybe I'm talking about the beef patty.
The beef patty
is nice and all, but it's not every day I see a dark skinned woman with semi Asian eyes. And I guess Indian hair and other unique features that have no business being together, but you pull it off so well.
Oh my God, Sean.
If I didn't know any better, I would think you were an island girl.
What island?
Any of them.
Asia Island.
I lost my spot. If you would go have brunch sometime, please respond. We can get some dumpling, steamed fish, and festival one afternoon. I usually allow women to pay for me, but I'm willing to go dumpling.
Oh, Sean, no. That totally seems like a Sean thing, though.
A part of me says that you must be taken, but you had a single bounce in your step. You want to marry me? Don't worry. I have my papers already. This is love.
What is that even? Whoa. You have your papers?
Yeah. I mean, so I'm an immigrant. That means I have my papers. I'm here legally.
Okay. Well, so you're looking for citizenship?
I'm not. She might be. That's what I'm saying here. This love. As your man, I would pepper your patty and wash it down with some pineapple soda. Bullet. Smiley face.
Oh no.
I wish I had a yours? Gunshot thing.
What's that?
I wish I had a gunshot sound.
yours truly. Sean Pennis.
No, welcome back, Sean.
Wow.
Woo! That was good stuff. That was really good. Good way to kick off the show.
Jesus. I'm so sorry for all of our new listeners from the Bim Bam.
Yeah, hell of a way to get acquainted with us.
Again, we have to reiterate, like, these are real from Craigslist. Mm-hmm. So don't blame us. Blame the people that send them to us. Crushed.
Hello, boys!
Oh, I knew that was coming.
It's been a while, huh?
It hasn't been long enough, my friend.
Back to the good old USA. Woo.
Hi, Dr. Randall Savage.
The doctor's in. He's ready to perform. That's surgery new. To your ears.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I've got a Misconnection.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to read it, or you guys want to catch up?
No, no, read. Please read.
Just read. We're good.
That's fair. You had really nice feet. Ooh. Oh. Liked. With E.T. looking eyes or something. Upscale restaurants.
What?
Male for male. You know how I like it both ways.
All right.
Long Beach, baby. Hey, I don't guess I'll find you, but who knows? Maybe you'll read this section of Craigslist. Maybe not. We talked at Ralph's Restaurant Supermarket. I'm the older white guy, remember? About 6'1", 185 pounds of pure rock.
No.
And because you were friendly, I mentioned that you had really nice shaped feet. You also said you liked nice restaurants. I said I didn't mind picking up the tab at lunches, and I mentioned that, as a hobby, I play piano. And you asked if I could help you with learning the instrument. We could do, like, Dirty Dancing, or The Ghost, you know, where I sit behind you and cross my feet around your body as we pluck away at the... Anyway, well, it's worth a shot in the dark. If you said you thought of my interest in feet... What? You what? Said you thought my interest in feet...
And then was, go to the next part.
Was harmless. That's right. I remember what I wrote. Well, actually, you're right. But it's a passion of mine. Hope you see this and send a note. In the mail. I have no email. I have... I provided a physical address. Well, it's a P.O. box. Anyways, goodbye, boys.
It looked like you won...
Bye, Real Savage.
It looks like Dr. Savage one up Sean Pennis there, talking about picking up the tab.
At lunches. Only at lunches.
Jer, I hate you so much for this.
No, who sent this in?
Nobody, I found it.
Oh, okay.
You've been traveling to London lately, huh?
Well, I was looking around. Ratty took the week off. He didn't even he didn't even ask for a week off. He didn't put in any kind of time off request.
So he no called, no showed.
So I had to come up with something.
Well, that means Ratty's fired. Sorry, Ratty.
No, he's not fired. He's just, this is his first warning.
You can't no call, no show and walk away. Not at this network.
I mean, let's be real. You can, but
looking at you, ants. Just kidding.
So somebody missed their flight back to the States when they were visiting their cousin. So here he comes.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Long time no see.
Oh,
it's been a bit.
I went to go visit my brother, my cousin. I forgot what his name was. I don't know. He's one of the Jones cousins. I don't know. We lose each other's names all the time.
Continue.
I thought I would, throw my fishing hook in the, in the lake of London while I was out here, get a little misconnection going. I kind of posed as someone I'm not.
What?
Normally people don't like gingers out here. There's very, very... A lot of gingers that come in
you
here.
You should just go with it, man, because now it's going to get weird. So you dressed up.
And it's posed. Only going to get weird for the people who meet me on this ad.
Alrighty.
So this week, black guy seeks a white couple for a long-term relationship in London. Hi, I'm a black London guy. You can tell by my accent. 48, 6'2", fit and very well endowed. Now I'm looking for a orally bi-curious white couple who are in a long-term relationship. It's got to be long-term. Short-term. I need to know that you love each other. Now you need to be in good shape and of a familiar age for a long-term relationship. You will be quizzed. I will ask you many questions about your relationship. And if you both don't have the same answers, then you are disqualified. Now I seek a couple who wants to bring another man into the relationship where we meet often and get to know each other. Now, I am not in a rush for sex, but when we do, I would prefer a couple who would prefer sex to be natural and without condoms. That's the only way I go. I just go slick right in. Now, if there's any couples out there that like the sound of this, then please get in touch. Genuine replies only. Velvet Jones, baby. Don't ask what color I am, because you'll be very disappointed. Spoiler alert, I'm a ginger.
A seeker comes in and says, if you say consultations rather than conversations, I will sub, but you will be a sellout. That's what we are. Cash makes the world go round.
Consultations, baby. Give me that. Show me that money.
We're waiting for it.
That may never see from Twitch.
And now we wait.
And now, yeah, there will be dead silence until we see that sub and go.
Oh, Ratty Cat called in now. He's Ratty Cashmere Jones.
We just set it up to say we were not going to talk, and then you talked.
Yeah.
But that's dead air, though. That's not good.
It said boom, but nope, they subbed. I see the little thing.
Yeah!
It hasn't come through yet. The alert hasn't.
Also, Destin42 has subbed, too. Thanks for that subscription.
Thanks, Destin42, guys.
I already had the Destin one. I said that one earlier.
I already had them, kids.
I already had them.
Guys, do we have to talk about top box? We know who won, right? Avengers won. What?
No way.
Yeah,
they broke some records.
They made $112 million in domestically for a total of $450 million in its second week. Avengers has also our number one story, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Also coming out this week, there was the only movie coming out was Overboard, making $14.8 million. It's a remake
of that Goldie Hawn
of that Goldie Hawn movie. I guess this one is better than that one as well. I don't know.
Oh yeah, well you had Goldie Hawn and you had Homeboy from Big Trouble in Little China.
Can you say his name?
Kurt Russell.
Thank you.
Kurt Russell. Like I said, Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm. Her husband.
Yeah. Her husband in real life.
Yeah. So that did not do so well. So Avengers has crossed the 1 billion mark, and it was the fastest movie to do so.
Nice.
How about that? 1 bill.
Good.
Do you think it's going to make 2?
Stuck on that, Avatar.
And this is before it opens in China. It's not even opening in China till
the 11th?
This week, yeah, the 11th, this Friday.
Avatar.
Insane.
Box office sales. They have 2.7 billion.
Okay.
So is it possible?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Avengers right now is sitting. Oh shit. The Avengers is sitting right now, as Google says, has it at 1.5 billion already.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get on them.
Okay.
That'll get a sequel.
So I hope everyone hopes.
Yeah.
So it's a good chance. This could take down Avatar.
I think it's going to.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
But man, I hope we move. I hope we get the fatigue soon. Oh, I'm so sick. I mean, look, if they're not making any money anymore, it's just we're so tired of seeing these superhero films. Oh, you're right.
You're right. You're right. I'll walk away.
You don't want the next 5 Avatar movies I have planned?
I thought this was America.
Yeah, man. Come on, freedom of speech, right?
Funny thing is, Avatar, aren't they owned by Disney now?
Yeah, because they have like a Avatar Land and
no, Disney. But they got sucked up in the
Fox deal.
In the Fox deal, yeah. Well, that deal will obviously, and we've talked about before, will take a number of years to complete.
Right, but once it does, they'll be a part of that.
Yeah,
and so he's just talking shit about the home team.
Yeah, which kind of makes me wonder if Disney's gonna be like, no, we're good. No, we're good.
Yeah, but I can't believe I'm saying this 2 times in one night. In the defense of James Cameron, I mean, it hasn't gone through yet completely, so I guess he's getting his licks in while he can before then he has to
I would not be surprised if when the deal goes through if they pull him off Avatar. Like, oh no, we're gonna continue doing Avatar.
Just not with you.
Just not with you.
The Russo brothers.
Yeah,
we'll it'll be somebody who directed the Avatar. Somebody who directed a Marvel movie will get Avatar, and yeah. It's the ultimate.
They're gonna ultimate
kick in the pants.
They'll pull him off Avatar and offer him a Marvel film.
They'll turn into a TV show and put him on Toon Disney.
Oh,
hey, Rex obviously doesn't listen to the show because he says, "Do they have an Avatar land?"
Yeah,
right. Yeah. We only discussed that a few weeks ago.
Please tune into episode 266. For reference,
please. Hey guys, MoviePass has a competitor now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And what are they called? Cinemia. Cinemia.
Yeah.
Cinemia.
Cinemia is offering plans starting at $5 a month. The big difference here is that Cinemia, you can purchase your tickets ahead of time at any, you can use the reservations at any theater. So just, you would use it normally like you would a credit card, and it just goes through and works. And so you can, if you want a movie a month out, you can buy it. So.
But for that price, it's only one movie a month.
Right. So the $5 a month is only going to get you one movie a month. Then they have a $6.99 where you can get two movies. And if you'd like to see them in 3D or IMAX, it's $9.99 for two tickets. And then there's $14.99 for three tickets a month. Still not a bad deal, especially if you're going to see more than two films a month.
Well, especially in that, like going to IMAX or something like that. Some theaters are like $12 for IMAX.
So for $14 a month, you're gonna get three films, which is the average. Like if you're a big time moviegoer, which I consider myself kind of leaning towards that way. I don't get out to as many as I'd like to, but I see maybe a movie a week or a movie every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would probably help a lot of people out. So
yeah,
they have a competitor.
You having the family and stuff, trying to save where you can.
They do have a family plan as well. So nice. you can throw a family on there and go see some films. The part that I like the most is the fact that you can purchase tickets online and not have to go to the theater, and not have to check in, and not have to take a picture of your fucking ticket, and not have to send it off to them. So, I like that. Man, we were talking earlier this week, and we scoffed at the idea that Solo was going to make $170 million domestically on opening weekend. We laughed, and we were like, yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, because the initial report was like, hey, it's on track to make 160 to 170 million opening weekend. And we're like, who the what? And what in what fucking universe is that going to happen? Mm-hmm. And then like the next day, they're like, pre-sale tickets for Solo rise to the number two spot of the year, like behind Infinity War and above Black Panther. And we went, Solo?
I'm sorry, Solo?
For her?
For her?
Egg?
So this one is this one now they've reported has doubled the amount of pre-sales than Black Panther did.
Wow.
And
that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good thing we bought our tickets in advance.
So yeah. So they're projecting 170 million, which is crazy, but you know, the early reviews are coming out and they're saying it's a great movie.
All right.
Good. Thank God. Because we've talked about after all the shit it went through in its early production, and it tainted what, you know, everyone's view of it as far as like, man, they fired the directors. I mean, yeah, they brought in Ron Howard, but oh, they also had to hire an acting coach for the kid. Like, fuck. But I will say what I've read about the acting coach was that person came in to teach him not necessarily how to act better, but how to act specifically like Harrison Ford.
Good.
Yeah. They're like, what we're going to focus on is we're going to make you like Harrison Ford. And I'm down with that. Like, I don't think he sounds like him at all, but hopefully he has the mannerisms and in a couple
lines he does. But you know who does sound like someone? Donald Glover. The trailers do not really give it away, but if you watched him on SNL, it's so slick. Like, he sounds like Lando through and through.
Yeah,
and he was fantastic. Did you get to see that, Doug? The SNL skit with Star Wars. Yeah.
Yep.
I laughed my ass off, and it brought up a really good point about the Star Wars series. But it was for those who haven't seen it, basically he got up there and it was a Star Wars convention Like in the Star Wars galaxy.
Incorrect.
Yeah. It was a convention in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, that's
that
correct.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was getting to.
Yeah. But it was for all the black people. It was for like what was it called? Like all the black people in the universe. And it was like four people.
Yeah. Oh man. And they're all up there. They have this huge room and you just see them all sitting at one table.
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was so perfect.
It's like now I'm gonna read the name of all the black people that came before us. Mace Windu. That's it. Yeah.
And it was fantastic because we got a good taste of what Donald Glover is going to be like as Solo. Or not as Solo.
As That'd Solo. Yeah, they're changing up the roles, man.
They're really switching it up, but as Lando. And it looks great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too. Sticking with the Star Wars universe. Remember we said one of our predictions when we first saw the latest Star Wars film, Episode 8. Was it 8? We saw 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the only way that this can continue and is that they do a time jump. Well, guess who teases a time jump in Episode 9? John Boyega.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Of all the people.
And he did this in a way that he probably wasn't expecting much out of it. He didn't think he was giving much away, but the quote is, "I can't wait to start shooting next year and the final leg of the franchise. The first step is growing my hair out, so you can wait for the trailer to see why."
Yep.
So there it is.
There you go.
There's other predictions in the story, but that's pretty much where we can.
That's the most logical way to do it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we need to like
write out characters.
Mm-hmm. And then also like build the resistance back up to some sort of fightable force against the First Order.
Mm-hmm.
Also another thing, I don't think we talked about this last week, but Disney XD announced Star Wars Resistance, the new cartoon coming from is it Dave Filoni? What's his name?
Yeah, whatever. Totally. Sure.
We'll say it's Dave.
Dave always puts out good content.
He did the Clone Wars animated series as well as Star Wars. And it's their new, like, they're saying it's going to be anime style, kind of.
Do you like that style? Like, it's very simplified, right?
Yeah, which it'll be interesting to see since the last two animated series have both been CG. Granted, two totally different looks at CG, like in the way that the characters are designed. Mm-hmm. Right. So it'll be interesting to see them jump to this. I'm excited for the story because apparently it's about them like recruiting fighter pilots for the Resistance. And so we'll get to see Poe Dameron, who's going to be voiced by Oscar Isaac. And there's supposed to be a lot of like racing and stuff, which I think that's why the anime style will lend itself well to the series. Think like Speed Racer, right? And I think Captain Phasma is supposed to be in it, also voiced by Gwendolyn Christie. So like they're bringing in people from the movies. Also, we're jumping to a timeline where we don't have a lot of content yet still because they're waiting for the series to kind of close out before I think they really start fleshing out some of the other things happening. So it'll be interesting to see something new.
So is this going to happen? When is it in the timeline?
This happens before Force Awakens.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that'd be neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm interested in that. That'd be cool to see. I'm just not sold on the art style yet.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see more. Yeah. And that's supposed to be out this fall. So super pumped, which is also good because the fact that they're putting Solo as a May movie and not a winter movie, like all their other fucking movies, like it's going to give us a year and a half gap between Solo and Episode 9. So it's nice that there will be something this fall for us. So,
and I think that, I think it'll be better not to go CG because we had to wait so long in between Rebels seasons.
Only a year.
Yeah, but still, like they could pump these fucking things out like cake, you know?
I mean, depends. It really depends.
Look how long it took Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
but that,
exactly.
I mean, one guy was always drunk. I don't know.
What? Are you talking about the character?
No. I'm talking about
Rick Sanchez.
No, he's talking about Dan Hammond.
You know, he's Kev. When you grow Harman. Up, I'll tell you.
Dan Harmon.
Mm-hmm. Dan Harmon.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, they just wrote themselves in a corner at the end of season two, so that's why.
Well, and also he's a drunk.
Yeah.
Well.
Do not watch any of his anything with him.
Any interview,
just anything. Interviews, anything he does. is no. too drunk.
Have you ever watched a live show?
In general? Like, I don't know. Is that one this weekend?
Okay. Well, you know, you got some research to do, and we'll leave you to that. You got next week. You can report back. But until then.
Is Dan Harmon drunkrightnow.com?
That might actually be a thing, and I bet it's a 50-50 like chance of him being yes or no.
He runs the site, so he's going to answer honestly.
He's like, oh, got another inquiry.
He probably just has like a blood, like an alcohol level like blood test thing going constantly. Just auto updates for you.
You have to blow into a tube, and it'll give you the answer.
Oh shit!
It's like checking his insulin almost. It's like that. He's just like, oh, time to take my blood. Dip. Yep, I'm drunk.
Harmontown says he's drunk 75% of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chudfu updates us here. So, yeah, there you go, Kev.
Today I learned.
Today you learn. And you know what else you learn? Something else about Atari as we jump into over to the games, because they're going to rename their console the VCS.
Virtual Console System.
It was called the Atari Box, but now it's the VCS, and it will be available for pre-order at the end of this month. Let me tell you what this thing is going to do, okay? It's a Linux-based PC that's designed to play modern games with also a web browser and a streamer. It's got a streamer built in with 4K 60 frames per second and HDR display options. Bam. And it's into the what? No, this is a lie. I looked down and saw the fuck you. $199 will get you 4K 60 frames HDR output. This is a lie.
Yeah, on Atari games.
Don't buy this. This is a lie. There'll be more than 100 classic games pre-installed with Asteroids, Breakout, Centipede, Gravatar, and Missile Command.
Missile Command in blazing 4K graphics, 60 frames a second.
Sorry. They say that the final price is still unconfirmed, but the initial backers are getting it for $199.
Oh, well, there you go. Let's be backers.
You do it.
I don't know. I've already got a computer that can do that.
Can you? Are they pre-order start on Indiegogo May 30th?
May 30th.
All right. Listen, I'll buy one. He says, okay. So they said the final box will cost $250 to $300 last year. All right. This is what we'll do. 8-Bit Geek will buy one for $199, and it'll be a community console, and we'll just ship it out and around to people. You can rent it from us.
Yeah, what do you think?
And we'll get a community. We'll come back after a year, and we'll put all those reviews together and do a Metascore.
Oh, Jared didn't use incognito mode on this one.
I'll use it for all the Craigslist ads.
Yeah. Hashtag dick sniffer.
Twan 1024 has just subscribed for 4 months in a row.
Yeah, Twan, thanks so much, buddy.
He says, yeah, baby.
Oh. All right, so Atari, we all agree that Atari, this is going to fail, right?
Yeah, we agree that whatever you said is
going to fail. Yeah, it kind of cut out, so yeah, sure.
Okay, it's going to fail.
It will.
God of War has become the PS4's fastest selling exclusive of all time. They 3.1 million sales in 3 days.
We've all been playing it, so I mean, we're testaments to this.
I'm gonna be playing after we're done tonight. I mean, I can't get enough of this fucking.
There you go. You've been streaming it, right? Going through the story on that. See, yep. I've been wanting to watch, but I don't want to watch.
No, I can't watch it. I cannot join his stream.
I know my viewer count has been lower than normal. I think it's for that reason.
People
don't want to be spoiled, which is fine. I get it. But at the same time, like, I have that problem where if I'm playing video games, I have to be streaming. Otherwise, I feel like it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a problem I have.
It's a problem.
It's a fantastic game. And you know what happened? Just when the announcement of 3 million sales happened, some people went back through Twitter and dug up EA's, the CEO of EA. He made a quote that says nobody wants linear games anymore. And so they were like, they quoted it and then wrote, God of War sells 3 million in 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, people always say that. And then we're like, well, remember Last of Us? Remember Uncharted? Remember Horizon? All these games. Yeah. Remember Legend of Zelda?
Well hold on. The Legend of Zelda and Horizon are both open world games. So you can't really lump those into a linear.
But.
Well, so is this. Because you, you can still explore the world and go do stuff.
You can, yeah. but your path is laid out for you. Like when you start a mission, when you start a storyline, there isn't anywhere for you. You can't just go explore the open world. You are in a path system until the end boss, essentially. You know, so I wouldn't put it as an open world per se. Yes, it's kind of a hybrid, I would say.
Yeah.
So what do we got? What do we got, Kev? What are you typing?
No, that was it was a story that we covered last week. So I made sure it was there and I deleted it.
What was it?
About us talking about the five titles.
Yeah, the God of War director says he has five more titles in this game. Okay.
Yeah, we did that last week. I confirmed.
Yeah, which I'm hoping that they stick with the Norse mythology. And I hope so, because since I've been playing this game, I finished the Han Solo / Lando Calrissian book I was listening to, the new book there. Mm-hmm. And I picked up Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology book, and I've been listening to that. And so listening to some of the stories that you learn about in this game, and like kind of feeling like, okay, I feel like I'm nearing the end of the game. Like, fuck, there's so much potential for shit to do in here, mm-hmm. and for people to meet, and for creatures to encounter that I haven't met yet. I'm so fucking pumped for five more games. I wish they weren't over the next 25 years.
Maybe it'll be sooner because the tech is already built. Hey, yeah. Let me ask you something. You're pretty far in the game.
I guess. I have no idea. I mean, yeah, my guy is pretty leveled out, so I feel like he's
can probably you, pretty far. Have you visited everywhere on the wheel yet?
No. And that's a thing. It's like, I mean, you do unlock some like through picking up scrolls and whatnot. Mm-hmm. To learn like the ciphers and like blah blah blah. So there are a couple other realms I can visit, but there's still some that are locked by Odin, which leads me to believe either it's in-game stuff I haven't gotten to yet, it's DLC stuff that hasn't been released yet, or they're gonna save it for the next games.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to see it with all the... Hey Chudfu, is that the actual quote? Because I don't want to get fucked over again in the comments by us fucking that. So let me see. Linear games typically. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Because now I'm all thinking about it.
While you're looking that up, we can go to the next story, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, fuck
so
that.
Spyro.
No. Hold on.
No?
No, I can make this real quick. Hold on. I can't find it. But one of the fans, look it up. One of the fans, go on to Twitter, find this, the CEO of EA. If we misquoted it, I'm fucking sorry. We'll fix it. You're going to have to get over it. Spyro has reignited... The trilogy's what? Spyro Reignited
is the name of the game.
Spyro Reignited, the new trilogy of the past three. It's the
God damn it, Jer. Spyro Reignited trilogy.
The three old games are now new again. So the old trilogy is now the new trilogy called Spyro Reignited, and the pre-orders are on fire. Bam, one take.
Oh, the one episode that gets edited.
This is not getting edited at all.
Yep, it's definitely getting edited.
Guys, I want to tell you, I'm drunk 75% of this show.
All right, Harmony.
Yeah. So this is going to be a huge success, it looks like. Everyone is
really
enjoying it.
You guys grew up with this, right? Like, I didn't really... I'll be dead honest. I never played a Spyro game outside of Skylanders. So for some reason, I just skipped over this series. I kind of wrote it off as a kid's game because of the way it looked to me. But you guys, Doug, you're younger, so you were into this, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the first like PlayStation games I think I ever owned. It was like this and like Medieval and like Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah. Medieval. Yeah.
And I would put it. I would put it on the same like humor level and kind of stuff with Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, okay. I mean, it looks a little more childish because of like a purple dragon, but at the same time, it's the same kind of like you're running around, you're breaking boxes, you're fighting creatures, and you're doing like a easy quest and stuff, and there's collectibles or whatever and things to collect, whatever. But it's a fun fucking game, man. I'm super pumped for this. Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a great
so
game.
I was gonna say, are you gonna pre-order, or are you gonna wait eventually for a PC drop?
Because they've said that it's not necessarily a PlayStation exclusive. I might wait for a PC drop. Because Spider-Man comes out the same month, mm-hmm. and I think Spider-Man comes first. If I remember correctly, this is September 21st. Is that what this says? September 21st? Does it say on here?
Yeah, it says September 21st.
So okay, so then Spider-Man is like September 4th or something, or 7th or something like that. And so I think I think I will be too busy in Spider-Man to pick up Spyro. But if Spyro, if Spyro does come out, because right now it's only slated for PS4 and Xbox One. So if and ever if it comes to PC, I'll pick it up then, I think. But I really want to play it, man. I love Spyro. And if I tear through Spider-Man fast enough, I may just pick it up. We'll see.
Yeah. Cool. What about you, Jer?
I'll probably pick it up when it comes to PC. So that means it won't be coming out in September for me.
Yeah, it'll be a little longer after that. Longer.
Yeah. But are you guys planning to pick up State of Decay?
Maybe. I'll have to see more on it. I'll wait till the
reviews come out. It comes out May 30th.
Well, yeah. This month, Xbox has a special where you can get the Game Pass for 1 month for $1. So if you want to try it, that's your best bet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, $10 you can throw it. But although it's not an expensive game. They're only charging $30 for the base game, and for $49.99 you can get the deluxe pass with the DLC.
I've seen people streaming it, and I'm not that impressed, to be honest.
They're already streaming it?
Yeah, there's a beta out there. Yeah, there's a beta out there for select, like for streamers and stuff like that. And I was watching somebody play it, and I wasn't too impressed. It kind of looked like DayZ with a facelift to me. Mm-hmm. And except, you know, that's exactly what it looked like to me. Really. I mean, that's all I can think of
it's only four players. It's a four player co-op. So it's only four of you in the world.
Yeah. But there's also like looters and zombies in the game.
Yeah.
Not other people, but there's AI looters.
But you got to build up your base and protect it. And
yeah, I mean, I played a little bit of the first one. I really enjoyed the first one. I think some of the problems that it didn't have a good PC port. And then they did do check out this new version of State of Decay. And then it was like, what did you change? Like, it's still, this isn't much better than like the 360 version or whatever. Yeah, I think it was the 360. Yeah, because they moved it over to Xbox One. I was like, this is the same fucking game. You didn't do anything.
See, I'm having that issue with the Defiance. So Defiance just recently launched a beta. There was a closed beta for Defiance 2050. And they were talking about, it's a whole new game. We're going to be launching it in stuff. I went to play the closed beta, and it was the exact same Defiance game with a little bit better graphics, but all of the, like, they took out some of the things that actually made it great. So it's like, I'm kind of glad I got into the closed beta, because now I'm not interested in playing it at all. But it's kind of a bummer, because I got so hyped, because I thought, you know, I sunk a lot of hours into the original Defiance. And for one, all my items aren't going to transfer over. Mm-hmm. And for two, I'm playing the same exact storyline. So I'm kind of bummed about that. Yeah, exact storyline, same exact beginning to the T.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, and I said, okay, like they're remade, like up converted or whatever they were calling it. Like it was the same game, you know, but it didn't look new. It didn't look like they had done anything. It looked exactly like it did on the 360 on the Xbox One, but they're like now with, you know, HD graphics, and it's like, this motherfucker looks like the same fucking game, guys.
Well, you could say, I guess you could say HD, because if it went to 720p or, you know, from 480, that's considered HP or HD.
I think it's from the 360 to the Xbox One. So but it was just like, this looks like, well, the thing is that they pushed that port also to like PC. So, you know, it was on Steam or something. I think I have it in my library, and it's like, this is the same, like, you literally didn't change anything.
Yeah,
but I'm curious about it. I'm curious about it. I'll wait again until more reviews come out and see what people think, because it could be fun to play with people.
That's funny. I have that game, and I don't think I've ever played it. Well, game purchased 6/20/2014.
State of the game.
Yeah,
that's funny. All right. Well, that's all the show that we have for you this week. I hope that you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And if you want to stick around for the Q&A, if you ever want to be a part of the Q&A, then check out a show live here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. And of course, you can always hook up with Patreon. You're going to get the pre-show and the post-show for just $5 a month. So go check that out as well.
Yeah. And again, if you found us from my brother and me, thank you for that. You enjoyed the show and you stick around. Mm-hmm. Again, you can find our shows everywhere that you get podcasts. You can visit us at our website, theepicgeek.com. We stream this live every Monday on Twitch. If you, again, somehow missed that at the beginning of the show and we're wondering what we're talking about when we're talking about people subscribing and talking to us, that's where that's coming from. Yeah. So thanks for checking us out.
Yay. Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
Well, until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until then, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.